This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am here with Sarah.
Hello. Happy Saturday.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm excited to talk about money again today.
I know. This is fun for me.
It's fun for me too. And we got so many questions. We did this a couple weeks ago now where we just answered questions around the topic of money. And there were so many that we couldn't have got them into one episode. So we're kind of doing a part two today. And I just, there's so many things I love talking about, but money's high on the list.
Yeah. That's a new topic for me to enjoy, but I'm loving it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because for most of my life, I wouldn't talk about money with my sister because we had such different views on it. But now I'm kind of like, I think everybody should talk about money more.
Yeah, I definitely wish I had.
Right?
Yes.
I think about that a lot in terms of how I want to raise my child, because in my house, we didn't not talk about money, but we talked about it in the sense of like save more, spend less, and be frugal, and like, do we really need this, or, you know, how much things cost. But there really wasn't a perspective of opportunity. Like when money was tight in my house growing up, it was just everybody cuts back, as opposed to let's create abundance. That was never the conversation.
Yeah, that was never discussed in my household either.
Yeah, and I just want that to be a part of the natural narrative about money, that look, no matter who you are, how old you are, what you have, what you don't have, how much time you have or you don't have, money is a solution. It's not a problem. And it's an opportunity for all of us.
Yeah.
And we're going to be in an abundance mode today with a giveaway. We should, like, I bet if we tallied up the value of what we've given away since we started giving stuff away, it would be like thousands and thousands.
Yeah, I bet. I was just looking at our spreadsheet to show our winners and such and all the prizes, and I can't believe how many we have.
I know. I know. And we only started doing it, I don't know, when do you think?
I can tell you. But yeah, March of last year.
Okay, so March of 2019.
June, sorry.
Oh, so not even a year.
Yeah.
I love it. Every single week.
I know.
Every single week. And it's so super easy to win. I love giving away things that I'm really enjoying. And the Beekeepers Naturals products, I'm a big fan of. They've got a bunch of different things, from honey to a honey and chocolate spread, which like, we need to crack that open.
Yes.
That would just be really, really fun. What would we have that on though?
Oh, I don't know. Could apples? We just eat it alone?
Probably. But wouldn't it be good on apple slices?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm in an apple phase of life right now. But the throat spray, I really, really love. And we've talked about this a bunch because I want to stay healthy and do everything I can to stay healthy. But God help me if I see one more person with like antibacterial hand wash.
Yeah.
Get it away from me.
I know.
Yeah, not a fan. So for today's winner, who we will announce at the end of the show, you will get the Beekeepers Natural Throat Spray. It's not something that you just use if you're not feeling well or you've got a cold or you're trying to, you know, protect your immune system. It's kind of like a great everyday thing because it has like over 300 nutrients in it.
That's amazing.
Which isn't that, don't you just feel, okay, true statement. Have you ever taken a picture of yourself and felt thinner, like just looking at the picture, like I look good. Like,
yes. Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever felt slightly healthier after like maybe shopping at Whole Foods?
Totally.
This is the same thing.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah, like I spray and like I'm now like a healthier human.
Right. Those bees know what they're doing.
Right. Yeah. I love that. We're getting bees.
Oh, I didn't know.
We are raising bees. We are probably, by the time this airs, there will be chicks in the basement before they get big enough to be introduced to our full-grown chickens. But yeah, bees is totally a 2020 thing here.
That's really exciting.
I know. So maybe I'm a little bit biased. But even if you don't win today, go to beekeepersnaturals.com. Check out all the cool stuff that they have. You can use the coupon code Primal Potential, one word, and that's going to save you 15% because Sarah doesn't shop without coupon codes.
Nope.
Ever, which is awesome. You were buying something the other day for Primal. I think it was the identity journals. And you were like, I got us a coupon code.
Yep.
And that was significant.
It was. Yeah. I mean, I think 50 cents is significant. If I can save it, I'm doing it.
Well, think about it. You can get a coupon code 10 to 15% for almost anything.
Yeah.
Imagine what your year would look like if you had an extra 10 to 15% of everything you spent. Like most of us would be horrified to look at how much we spent in a year total. Like, But if we committed to saving 10 to 15% on all of that, we'd have a nice chunk.
Yeah.
To invest in something or to put towards debt or a mortgage.
Totally.
Yeah. So anyway, beekeepersnaturals.com. Use the coupon code Primal Potential. You'll save 15%. Don't shop without a coupon code. That's like the message of the day, which is so perfect because we're talking about money and we'll announce the winner at the end. All you have to do to win, it's so easy. Leave a review of the podcast on Apple Podcast or leave a review of Chasing Cupcakes on Amazon. Both of those things take like 2 seconds. Or post on Facebook or Instagram. Just take a screenshot of your phone when you're listening to this podcast. Share an episode that you love or something that you learned. Tag me in it. And we pick a winner every single Saturday.
I don't think I've mentioned this to you, but I thought of you when I was out to dinner, I think last week or the week before.
Yeah.
Did I tell you?
No.
I found 4 different pennies on the floor in the restaurant alone.
That is impressive.
I know. I was
shocked. Doesn't it feel good?
Yes. And now I always think of you when I see pennies and I always pick them up. But I was like, 4 in a couple hours?
That's impressive.
I was psyched.
Did I ever tell you about the one time that I went to one of those like vacuum out your car places, you know, where like there's just the outdoor vacuum stalls that you pull up to or whatever. And somebody must have just like shaken all their floor mats all over the ground. And I swear I found at least 50 coins.
I wish I could have been there just to watch you pick them
up. It was like a treasure chest.
So excited.
I was like, I could more than pay for vacuuming out my car. I just got like a bounty.
Right.
It was the best feeling ever. Anyway, we've got a lot of questions today. Again, these are all about money because we had asked in our big free Primal Potential Facebook group, hey, you know, we want to do this episode. What do you think? Got a ton of questions. Let's dive right into them.
How do you define investing in yourself?
That's such a cool question. And honestly, though I use that phrase all the time, I invest in myself or ways that I invest in myself, I never really thought about how I would define it. And I just really quickly Googled the word invest to see what definitions come up. And one of them says, to devote one's time, effort, or energy to a particular undertaking with the expectation of a worthwhile result.
Ooh.
Yeah. So with that definition, you're putting time, energy, effort, money into something with the expectation that it's going to pay off, that there's going to be some kind of a return. I honestly think of reading as a way I invest in myself.
Totally.
And I think of meditating as a way that I invest in myself because I'm taking my time and I'm investing it in the act of meditation with the expectation of a worthwhile result, which is with meditation, I am more clear-minded, I am more calm, I am more focused, I have lower blood pressure, I have more mental clarity. That is an investment.
A huge investment.
Totally. Eating well is investing in yourself. And learning, taking a course, working with a coach, getting enough sleep, working on your relationship, all of those things are investment in yourself. If you think about it from this perspective of giving your time, giving your energy, giving your money or your effort to something with the expectation of a worthwhile result.
Love that.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear about the ways in which you're investing in real estate. I don't think a lot of people view it as an option for passive income from lack of info on all the ways you can be a real estate investor.
Do you think a lot of people don't think of real estate as a way of passive income?
I don't get that impression.
Yeah. I just wonder, like, it's so we see things from our perspective and we never have a way of knowing how other people might see it. when I think about ways to invest my money, this is like one of the top two or three that I think of. And there are tons of ways to invest in real estate. Mine is pretty basic. I buy properties that have income potential. And I think I have three right now. One of them is my main residence. And the reason I count that is because there's an apartment on the property that I can rent out and then it gets income. I also, more recently than the other, I have a condo in a really cute seacoast town that I pay the mortgage, but my tenant pays me rent, and the rent that she pays me is greater than the mortgage. So the downside of those kinds of investments are that you have to have a lot of money up front. And I talked about that when I talked about why I said yes to network marketing, because, you know, to have an investment property, you're going to have higher interest rates because you have higher interest rates on a home that isn't your primary residence than you do on your primary residence. And you generally have to put more money down on a home that is not your primary residence. And you pay taxes in a different way. Granted, there are a lot of write-offs with an investment property. But, you know, when I look at the condo that I have in the Seacoast town, I think I had to put down about $80,000. So even if we just look at that 80 grand alone and not the value of the condo, it'll take me a long time of my tenant paying me rent to get that $80,000 back. Granted, I could sell it, but that is not the name of the game. But that's how I do it. There are so many other ways, though, and tons of books written by experts on this, and I'm in no way an expert. But there are like stocks and bonds that you can buy if you have a lower amount of money or you want to spend less on the investment that are made up entirely of real estate companies, or there's something called a REIT, R-E-I-T. You can Google it. And then like you might be investing in companies that just do something like strip malls, right? So they are getting tons of rental income from the tenants in those things. There's a lot of ways to invest in real estate. But I kind of take one of the most basic and obvious ones.
So cool. I love these episodes.
I know. Well, and I love real estate. Like I get email notifications and text alerts about properties all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love it.
Yeah. And I love looking at them too.
Me too.
I have seen how money and the lack of honesty with my spouse has affected our intimacy. The soulish connection seems deeper when we are totally on the up and up about our finances. Could you address that relationship, money and emotional intimacy?
Yeah, you know, I think this is just about openness more than anything. Because whether we're talking about not being open with money, or we're talking about not being open with our feelings, or not being open with our pasts or our insecurities or our goals, there is no doubt that you have a deeper connection when you are more open. And a lot of people avoid these things because they expect tension. However, the other side of that is, in the tension that might be the default response, is an opportunity for a deeper connection. And I talk very honestly about the time of my life where I was getting out of debt. I was married at the time, and I'm no longer married. And we had very, very different views on money. And so we handled it very separately. And I wasn't going to tell him what to do with his money, and he wasn't going to tell me what to do with my money. But as we got into that process of getting out of debt, we had a ton of conversations about money. And where there was initially tension was such a huge opportunity for teamwork and growth and understanding the other person better. When I understood that a big part of his resistance had to do with the fact that relative to the way he grew up, he was doing really, really well, and he didn't have a picture in his mind of what financial freedom would look like. He only had the picture in his mind of like, well, growing up we struggled and now I don't struggle, so I've won. And that brought such a depth of connection that was really powerful. And in my relationship now, same situation in that we have very different views about money, But the more we talk about that and the more we share about that, the more he understands me better and I understand him better. And I won't lie, there's a lot of friction points and tensions and opportunity for misunderstanding. But when you continue to go into that together and when you really have a commitment to exploring that, you just open doors for deeper connection. I don't expect that Chris is going to understand all of my goals, but I still want to enroll him in my thought process and what I'm doing because that allows him into my life. And I certainly don't get or understand or agree with everything that he does with his time or his energy or his money, but I want to be welcome into that part of his life because it's an opportunity for me to get to know him better. So where I see couples shying away from anything because of an anticipation of friction, what I see is them turning down an opportunity for connection and growth. Yeah.
I'm sitting here nodding again, but I love all these. I'm learning with everybody else.
Me too.
How do I pay off student loan debt and credit card debt quickly?
Make more money. You know, make more money, spend less money. The Dave Ramsey approach is that you work from your smallest debt to your largest debt. So, you know, when I started out, my smallest debt was a card that had a balance of like $232 on it or something like that. And all the extra money went towards that until that was gone. And then the minimum payment that we had been putting towards that got applied to the next smallest debt. But if we're looking at debt as a whole, make more money or spend less money. And there's a lot of questions about making more money into this in this episode, so I'm not going to get into it right this second, aside from saying that no matter who you are, how much time you have, how many kids you have, how much education or experience you have, in 2020, every single one of us has an opportunity to make more money. Yeah. Would you agree with that?
Totally.
And the people who are like, not me, you're wrong. Mm-hmm. You're 100% wrong. Whether you have a physical disability or you have a physical handicap or you have no time or you have 27 kids, you're not exempt from this.
Yeah. I was talking about this yesterday with someone and it's so true. There's so many opportunities out there.
More than ever.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and you can take it from the other perspective and cutting expenses. And when I was getting out of debt, I did both. And, you know, we didn't have cable. And actually, I think our compromise was that we got rid of everything except NFL Sunday tickets. So we had some upgrades. That was our compromise. Had I been single at the time, there just would have been nothing. But, you know, we just went through this in my house right before baby because we were switching our homeowner's insurance. Okay, we want to be with another company, but how can we get a better rate? Same thing with cars. How can we get a better rate? We made changes to our cell phone to get a better rate just because, not because we're looking for an extra $20 a month, but because we should all be seizing those opportunities, just like spending 15% less on your furniture order makes a big difference.
It's true.
Yeah.
All right. This person's looking for other ways to make extra money if you are temporarily injured or disabled and healing until you get back to work. They said that they have already sold all of their belongings as well.
That's intense.
Yes.
Selling all your belongings?
I know.
Like, I don't even know what that would look like. That's a lot.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, while the factor here is injured or disabled, right? So, you know, in this case, maybe this person isn't going out to drive Uber because they can't use their legs. I don't know. But the beautiful thing about 2020 and 2019 as well, and probably 2018, but more so in 2020, is the number of websites that are devoted to, I need somebody who can do this for me, right? There are people, and Upwork is one of these sites, and there are a bajillion like them. We won't go into all of them here, but I could right now log online and find somebody to organize my Excel files for me. And like, they would tell me, okay, yeah, based on your description of the project, I could do that for $50, right? Or I could go online right now and find somebody that I could pay through one of these sites. I could pay them $100 to write all my thank you notes for me. You know, that is the beauty of the world in which we live. You can find somebody to detail your car. You can find somebody to watch your children or check in on your elderly parent a few times. And obviously, again, the physical injury or disability is a limiting factor in this particular question. But I always go to, Is there somebody we can hire? When we were talking about at the start of the 12 weeks to transformation and sending out journals, mm-hmm. our conversation is, we'll hire somebody. Mm-hmm. Like any, for us in that particular project, any local schmo who wanted to make, you know, 10 bucks an hour stuffing some envelopes for us is a better decision than us doing that. And we could find that person online in like 5 minutes.
Right.
And anybody can set up an account for something like that. And what is it that you can provide as a service? Whether that is dog walking or it's something virtual that you can do remotely and organize somebody's computer files or do research for them. A lot of people, more and more, are not doing their own research on like, what kind of car should I buy and what are the deals around me? They're outsourcing that to somebody that's going to do it for $8.50 an hour. And we can all tap into that. There's also a million other things in terms of making more money. My network marketing commitment is something that I will be able to build and to grow, whether I'm physically injured, disabled, have a lot of time, have a little time, have no money, have some money. Those kinds of opportunities are available to you as well. It's never been easier. It's never been easier. If you Google how to make more money, you'll probably get, I'm going to do it right now and see how many results we get, how quickly. Ideas to make more money. Okay. There are 866 million results in less than 1 second.
Wow.
866 million results, right? They're everywhere. You know, in fact, the first thing that comes up is something I hadn't thought of, but it's so true. Have you ever been on a website and you go to the website and then there's like a little pop-up that says, you want to chat with a representative?
Yes.
Those are people who work from home.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that is something that you can sign up to do. And maybe you do it for 2 hours a night after the kids go to bed. And that's an extra couple hundred bucks a week. Mm-hmm. Or it's network marketing, or it's driving Uber. 866 million results in 0.85 seconds. The internet has your back.
Didn't you say at one point you did some editing or something?
I did. I wish I could remember the name of the company. And I got like 2 cents per query. Mm-hmm. But I signed up through some company, and this was probably in like 2006. It makes me feel old because I was out of college. But anyway, I signed up through some company that I could log in and basically say, I'm free. And people would ask questions, and it was my job to give them an answer.
Ah.
And I didn't know the answer usually. I was just Googling it, but they like wanted an answer, you know, quickly.
Yeah, without having to read or go
exactly,
through the
mug. Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And I think I got 2 cents per query, which, you know, at the time, there weren't as many lucrative opportunities as there are now, because that was a really long time ago. But yeah.
Yeah, and you can probably do a ton at once, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So,
yeah. Okay. How do you save as a single mom when life keeps coming at you with random bills or expenses?
So there's no doubt that it's a bit of a challenge when it's only one income, right? And you have mouths to feed beyond your own. But I think this is also the reality for everybody. Life comes at every one of us with random bills or expenses, right? Like, there's not anybody who's not getting random bills or expenses that come up. Sarah's like, yep, it's just something that happens. It's something that happens with a responsibility. And the more responsibility you have, the more this is going to happen. This is why it's so critical to pay down your debt. This is why it's so critical to step into this fact that we can all make more money. All of us. I shared on the July 4th, 2019 episode that I was so uncomfortable with the notion that all my financial eggs were in the basket of Primal Potential. No different than how most people's financial eggs are in the basket of their job. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, if I had to have throat surgery and couldn't speak, you know, what would that do to my income? Or if I had a stroke and I was out of commission for a while, I would be like seriously screwed. Just like a lot of people feel like they would be seriously screwed if they got laid off. Or if they had a terminal illness and they couldn't work because their disability coverage doesn't meet their expenses or something like that. And that is what led me to say, I need another option. And I would say, if you feel like you don't need it right now, do it before you need it because you will likely need it at some point.
So true.
And I see this in my family members, and I can say this because they don't listen to the podcast, with the exception of my mom. My mom listens religiously. Thanks, Mom. Love you. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Or we should say, hi, Cindy. Yeah.
Thank you for doing that. Not me.
You'll only do it not on command.
Yes. So true.
You're like a kid who will do that party trick, but not when they're asked.
Totally.
That's so you. So what was I talking about before I said? Oh, gosh. My family.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's me.
See, Cindy, what you did? Look what you did, you little jerk. My family will complain about money and how their job doesn't pay them enough. And how, you know, they would love to do X, Y, Z, but they can't afford it. And I'm thinking to myself, money is a solution. Money is not a problem. There's not any one of you who can't make dramatically more money. In my first 6 months with my network marketing company, and I have no experience in network marketing, and I was like super, super, super shy about it, I made just under what I made in my whole first year out of college from a job.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I mean, there's no reason that we need to settle or struggle because there have never been more options. And the sooner we embrace that, the sooner we eliminate this question or this struggle of like all these unexpected things keep coming at me. That will continue to happen. We have to step into this fact that we can make more money. We are unlimited in our earning potential. Truly, truly, truly unlimited. Even though we are limited in our time, we are often limited in our education. We are often limited in our experience, but we are not limited in our earning potential. Period. We're just not.
How do you determine when it's worth it to spend for time or convenience?
So like a cleaning lady is a good example of this. Mm-hmm. When does it make sense to spend the $100 a week versus doing it myself? I think that what that comes down to is, what does it afford you the opportunity to do? For me, my time is worth more than the money I pay a cleaning person because I can invest that in my business where I make more money, you know? Or honestly, if I have downtime, it is worth more to me to spend that with my family than to spend that scrubbing my toilet. However, that was not always the case. That was not always the case. Having that $100 a week at one point in my life was worth more to me than time freedom or stress, just because of how much money I had. So you have to look at what are you going to do with the freedom that that thing affords you, whether that is, you know, having an assistant or it is paying a cleaning lady. I had to really think hard about this before I hired a chief operating officer, because that was a huge, huge leap for Primal Potential. But the fact was that the biggest limiting factor for Primal was my time. Like, I didn't have the time to pursue many of the things that I wanted to pursue to grow the business. And so paying somebody to take many things off of my plate allowed me to do these other things that were going to grow the business. So that made sense. But there are some things that I'm still going to do myself because it's not worth the trade-off of what time I would get for the money. And I think that's what you have to look at. Like, what are you going to do with the freedom that that outsourcing affords you?
That's something that I struggle with often too. And I feel like for me, sometimes I just have to go for it with the notion that like I can change back or I can cancel
that. Well, that's the thing.
That, or,
yeah. You can give it a trial. The thing when it comes to people though, whether it's hiring some like a personal assistant or a cleaning lady, is that you've got to really make sure that you're clear on their expectations, because if you're not, sometimes it can seem like it's not a good investment. And that's not the case. It's just that you didn't set that person up to serve you well, you know? But yeah, that's what we really have to look at. And you're so right, Sarah. Like, you can always go back.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah. Yeah.
If you feel like you're still spending the same amount of time prepping for your cleaning lady to come, then, you know, a couple months later, you just say, not for me right now.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you pay off a credit card while saving money for a wedding?
I think this goes back to a lot of the things we've already touched on today. The first of which is, do you need to make more, right? For my wedding, my commitment to myself was, I'm not going into debt for this. I'm paying cash for everything. And if I can't pay cash for it, guess what? I can't afford it. And so we made a lot of sacrifices, and we did things like, we didn't have a photographer. We had a friend who just loved photography, who was willing to take pictures. But we didn't pay him. Instead, I think we bought his flight to our wedding. We didn't have limos or any kind of transportation for the bridal party or either for us. I remember one of my uncles had rented a car from the airport to come to our wedding, and it was like a kind of a cool car. So he was like our chauffeur, and we just got in the back of his car and went from the church to the reception. But it wasn't because we didn't want those things. It was because we couldn't pay cash for those things. And that was, we have this much cash. And so it's not, what do we do with the extra? It's, this is what we have to spend on the wedding, especially because I always stay very connected to, it's a day. It's not even a full day, right? It's like maybe 6 or 7 hours of your life. And I would rather have that money the following day, whether for my honeymoon or for a down payment on a house or whatever else, than on a party. But everybody's different. The key to the credit card debt versus wedding thing is, do not increase the amount of debt you have on your credit cards for your wedding. It's also okay to put paying down debt on hold for a little bit while you put your cash towards your wedding if you want to do that. And then never forget the opportunity to make more money. That's so real.
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations on your engagement.
Seriously, that's huge. That's an exciting time of life.
Definitely.
Very exciting. I always am fascinated at what some people will spend on any kind of party. Birthday party, baby shower, wedding. Like, let us not forget, this is hours of your life.
Yeah. And I'm very much like a do-it-yourselfer. I actually enjoy it. And so when I see what people pay for things, I'm like, holy moly.
Well, I remember when we were getting ready for Ascend in 2019 and you were working on like the budget for things like food.
Oh, yeah. I just had no clue. And I'm like, really? For lunch?
Yeah. Yeah. Or for opening a bottle of wine.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That not to mention the bottle of wine itself. Just the corking fee.
I know. Like, you could have flown me out there just to open wine. And
it would have been cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So crazy. So crazy. Let's announce today's winner. Today's winner is getting that throat spray that I am obsessed with from Beekeepers Naturals. Guys, you can head over and check out all of their products. Sarah and I are totally going to be doing the chocolate honey thing for real.
Holding you to that.
No, 100%. Like, I need to make that happen. I'm thinking like apple slices and we'll do a little spread. That would be so delicious. But you can head over to beekeepersnaturals.com. Make sure you use the coupon code Primal Potential. One word. You get to save 15%. That's how that works.
Yeah. And if you guys need more coupon codes, come find me.
Sarah's your girl. You're going to get blown up.
No kidding.
Because they're going to be asking for Primal Potential coupon codes. And we're like, oh, we don't have those.
Oh, no.
Not like that.
Other things.
We mean like Home Depot.
Right.
All right, today's winner comes from a review left via Apple Podcast, and the Apple Podcast ID is Rose F27. Rose F27, we've got you covered. Just go ahead and email sarah@primalpotential.com, sarah@primalpotential.com, within 60 days, and we'll get it out in the mail to you because we're good like that.
That's right.
Otherwise, it goes in our treasure box. And we just have like a little bit of bounty for ourselves.
We should have like an afternoon of going through some of those products and like eating and hanging out.
I know, because we've given away some sweet stuff.
I know.
Mood, energy, chocolate. Mm-hmm. We've given away so much stuff. All right, everybody, have an amazing day. We'll talk to you so soon. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.